Unit 63, Making Money. How easy has it been to produce counterfeit American currency? Much easier than you might suspect. Whereas in earlier times, a good counterfeit required craftsmen skilled in photographic and fine printing techniques, in the current computer age, a scanner, together with good ink, high-quality paper, and a laser printer can produce very adequate copies. So common had counterfeiting become, particularly in overseas countries desirous of dollars, that there were estimates that $2 billion in counterfeit money would be in circulation by the year 2000. In the 1990s, the U.S. Treasury Department began taking steps to safeguard American currency. Beginning with the $100 bill, the denomination most often counterfeited, they both altered the appearance of the bill and added several elements to make counterfeiting more difficult. The most conspicuous change was the new portrait. Not only was Ben Franklin's image changed and made larger, it was set off center on the bill and printed with ink that would blur if photocopied. A watermark was also added. This image, which can be seen when a bill is held up to the light, is stamped into the currency as it is made and cannot be reproduced by scanner or copier. Security threads also built into the paper were final safeguard. Filaments of a yarn a few thousandths of an inch wide, these threads have identifying figures printed on them. A different filament is put into each denomination of money and set in a slightly different location. Will these improvements also made on other bills stop counterfeiting altogether? Most likely not. But they will make it easier for anyone checking to identify and root out counterfeits.